One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
I made a prediction maybe 3 or 4, maybe 5 or 6 weeks ago at this point, that people were about to be experiencing paranormal sightings on a wide scale and perhaps at an unprecedented rate. Meaning, both people who do believe and people who don't believe in these things are going to be experiencing these things possibly more than anyone has ever in history, aside from the ancient ones. I don't care if it's Bigfoot. I don't care if it's aliens. I don't care if they're portals or little people or UFOs. This world that we live in is about to bust at the seams. This is both the end of an age and the beginning of a new one. Something is happening here. And it's going to change everything. With all this alien stuff being released by the governments of the world, all this declassification, the bubbling of propaganda is coming to a proverbial head. We've been indoctrinated to believe that aliens and supernatural beings are nothing but things of myth and legend and are good for nothing but entertainment value. And all of a sudden, none of that's true. All of a sudden, it's different. Why? I think it's time to admit that something is going on. There's something very wrong going on. And the wrong thing is not that aliens exist. The wrong thing is that the governments, the powers that be, in their infinite wisdom and power, have been withholding information and ridiculing us for wanting to believe, for trying to believe, for looking for evidence. They've been ridiculing us until all of a sudden it fits their agenda to flip all of this on its head. And you have to ask yourself, why now? What's going on right now? that we don't know about. And before everybody starts coming at my throat for being not only a brand new podcast, but also speaking so loudly on this matter, I would urge you all to look at what's going on in the news. And I know this isn't a political podcast, but sometimes these things come up. And when it comes to conspiracy theories, most of the time these things come up. What's going on all over the world right now? There is widespread chaos, widespread violence. The people of the world are moving and very erratic and unpredictable fashion. In the USA, you have these Trump trials and this Biden stuff, and everywhere else you have the declassification of alien stuff, as well as here. There's a war in Europe right now, which just conveniently falls out of the news once it begins to surface that the whole thing was some kind of proxy war set up, money laundering scheme. Once it comes out that maybe Zelensky isn't such a great guy after all, and that he's working for other higher powers, for money. There's violence in South America and Africa. There are wars being started between Taiwan and China. You still have people trying to recover from the COVID era communism and lockdowns in Canada and Australia, but we're not talking about that kind of stuff. Where is Fauci? What happened to COVID? There's a new wave of apocalyptic-style strangeness at hand, folks. I had some people come at me for some of the things that I said about AI skinwalkers, those sentient AI impersonating real people and hijacking various aspects of our lives on the internet. And also for my discussions on NPCs. That rustled some feathers when I said that perhaps not everything that you see is real, and that maybe some of these people walking around here aren't exactly human. Maybe something else, human-like, but not human. Well, how real does it sound when you hear that there are 7-foot aliens in a Peruvian village right now, called the Face Peelers, and they're terrorizing the locals? How real does that sound? Because that's a real news story. If you look up Peru News on Google right now, that is what will pop up. What the actual heck is that? Does that sound more real than AI impersonators? Does that sound more real than AI talking to you through a computer screen and you don't know that it's AI? Let me ask you that. Does that sound more real than perhaps a human-like creature that doesn't behave in human fashion, but we just think that it's a human? How does the 7-foot alien face peelers invading a Peruvian village sound? Real enough for you? These villagers talk about fighting back against these things, and they just disappear. Apparently, they're also bulletproof. And the government would have us believe that, get this, they are illegal miners on jetpacks. That's right, illegal miners on jetpacks. And I'm not talking about little kids on jetpacks. I'm talking about gold miners, folks. It's common knowledge that the Amazon is filled with gold. South America is filled with gold. That's why the Spaniards went there, built incredible things at the cost of native lives. So I want you to imagine, if you will, a Peruvian village far from large cities in Peru. And all of a sudden, these 7-foot-tall things show up and start attacking them. And there's footage of this stuff. There are images of these things. And I'm not exactly sure on how real the face peeling is, but imagine these things show up and you start waging war with them to defend your family and defend your home, because apparently the women and the children are unable to sleep at night because they don't know if their home is going to be the one that gets broken into next by these aliens. And then the Peruvian army and the U.S. government comes out and they just say, oh, don't worry. These are just gold miners on jetpacks. I'm sorry, when did jetpacks become so mainstream that just any old gold miner in the Amazon rainforest can just go ahead and secure one and terrorize local villages with it? I want you to imagine your favorite Western movie, or perhaps Toy Story, that gold miner guy, your favorite little gold miner in whatever Western movie you like, out there panning for gold, with 5 teeth in his head and a floppy hat, overalls. And now I want you to give that guy a jetpack, and now I want you to drop him in Peru, and imagine him attacking local villagers in a Peruvian village. And I want you to ask yourself if that's real. Is that more real than the aliens? I don't know. I don't know if it is or not. Illegal miners on jetpacks. What the heck does that mean? Something weird is going on. Peru is already experiencing conflict. They're going through pseudo-revolution and pseudo-civil war and rebellion and calling for their president to step down. There's all sorts of violence going on in the streets right now. My wife is from South America, so having spent some time there and having that experience with her, I know that it's not exactly high strangeness for these South American countries to experience corruption and violence. It's not exactly a rarity that these governments work with cartels and other corrupt governments of the world that shall not be named, but we all know who they are, for the purpose of financial gain. There's a lot of cartel activity down there. A lot of organized crime. There's a lot of governments that are involved in all of this. Excuse me while I drink some coffee. I hardly need it today. I'm so fired up about all this stuff. Guys, hear me when I say that the war has begun. I'm here to tell you that the war has begun. It's my belief at this point that Russia and the United States and China are already waging some type of war, and we'll get into it a little more coming up. But in the USA especially, we're so medicated and wrapped up tightly in all of the propaganda and the agenda schemes to even know what's going on. This web of lies and deceit that they built is very effective, it turns out. More effective than we ever could have imagined. So effective that we don't think it's effective. So effective that we don't know what's going on. So why would I not believe in Bigfoot too? Why would I not believe in the elves and the Hiddlefolk and portals? Especially when I believe that I've seen some of these things with my own eyes and had my own experiences. How dare you tell me that it's not real? when the very stuff that is real, you also say is not real. Lies. Deceit. Something's happening, and I think it's bad. I think it's real bad. I think we are approaching some end time style stuff. And no, I'm not screaming out Y2K at the top of my lungs right now. I'm not proclaiming the proverbial Mayan calendar was off and now it's back on or something like that. I'm not saying anything specifically. I'm just saying that there seems to be something apocalyptic going on. Something religious going on. Go read Revelations or whatever religious text that you believe in and skip to the end. I bet you'll find something that relates to what's going on today. I understand that what I'm saying sounds wild, but what's the matter? You guys wanted to believe, so believe. You guys want to have faith? Have faith. Believe. Now is the time to believe in whatever you say you believe in. Believe in it. If you believe in aliens, you better start believing harder because they out here. If you believe in portals and you believe in the end times and God and the Anunnaki and the Nephilim, believe. If you believe in sentient AI, skinwalkers, and fake humanoids, better start believing harder. You guys want to believe? You guys say you're believers? Well, believe in it. Believe in it now, because everybody's out here trying to find Bigfoot, but Bigfoot's gonna find you, okay? Bigfoot's gonna find you. Whatever it is finding us right now. It's finding us all with our pants down. We should all be looking at the sky, screaming and pointing. We should all be looking for this stuff. We should all have our eyes open. Welcome to episode 5 of the 21st Century Dystopian Podcast. For those that don't know, 21CD is... The podcast is here to remind all of us to not drink the water and to question everything. This episode is going to be insane because we're going to be looking at some modern things and asking some hard questions. Please follow, rate, subscribe, like, and share. I need all the help I can get because I'm a brand new podcast. Podcasting is hard and I'm trying to find my footing. I need your help. I need to get in the algorithm and I need to be found. Mainly for my sake, but also maybe a little for yours. I'm your host, John. If this is your first time, welcome to the 21CD podcast. I'm sorry you've caught me on such a bizarre first episode to listen to, but, you know, we're not always going to be talking about fairies on this podcast. We're not always going to be talking about things that make you feel fuzzy inside. A lot of this stuff does not make you feel fuzzy inside, and today's topics are just one of those things. I want to talk about some stuff. First of all, if ancient structures are really able to harness energy and distribute energy, well, that might be a reason why the powers that be keep such things hidden from us. When Nikola Tesla was attempting to give everybody free energy and invent a way to do so, they nuked him. Furthermore, the powers that be have already written history for us. We're all just little Dungeons and Dragons characters, listening and abiding by the rules of our dungeon master. So anything that disturbs the story is not allowed, whether it be giant bones or gargantuan black pyramids in Alaska. I may or may not be talking a little bit about both today. But before I do, can somebody tell me why there are videos of energy attacks on Maui right now? I'm hearing rumors about how they want to turn Maui into the first smart island, and there's some sort of contract about it being run by AI, some sort of AI government, and I don't know if it's some kind of experiment, but it seems pretty messed up. Not only did we essentially take those islands from the natives in the first place, in such a weird and suffocating fashion. I know I was stationed in Hawaii when I was in the army, and they talk about that. But it seems like now we're continuing to just attack these people. I don't know if any of this is true or not, because when you go and you Google this stuff, there's people that say it is, and there's people that say it isn't. And guess what? It's always the news articles. It's always the news stations, the media outlets that say it ain't true. Well, that doesn't exactly make me feel any better, does it? I'm seeing a bunch of stuff about land grabs by Oprah. She wants to turn that land into something that it ain't and give her land more value. This stuff has to be more about... It has to be about more than money. This can't just be about money. These atrocities can't be committed just for money. People died. What is going on out there? There's reports that the media isn't actually even reporting the accurate numbers of how many people who died. This just goes back to me saying that the war is either already started with some other sovereign nation, and this is just part of it, and the propaganda that there is no war is just working very effectively because they don't want us to freak out, or our government is doing this to us. These videos of these fires starting are bizarre. When I see lasers falling from the sky and bizarre explosions starting wildfires in Maui, I'm pretty sure that I'm not going to be convinced that this is natural. I don't know who would. But of course you look it up and it's always the conspiracy theorists losing their minds again. The conspiracy theorists found something else to latch on to. Yeah. Just like aliens. Just like the laptop. Wake up, people. I'm so mad about this. I'm trying to talk about giants and aliens and stuff like that. Talking about the Anunnaki committing atrocities and evil upon the face of the planet. But we don't have to look far. We don't have to go to Alaska to find it. We don't have to go deep into the wilderness to find these atrocities or these monsters. It's right here. It's killing little kids. It's burning entire states. Evil doesn't have to be in some pyramid underneath some mountain somewhere in the far reaches of Alaska, some secret underground base. It's right here. You know, I'm getting pretty sick of people acting like these things are nothing but conspiracy theories. They are hardly hiding this stuff anymore because they know they can do whatever they want and say whatever they want. So when they start telling you that portals aren't real, that the Anunnaki are not real, that the Nephilim aren't real, that Bigfoot's not real, that we don't actually know about aliens, we just have a bunch of evidence. Don't believe them. They are lying to you. They are lying to our faces each and every day. The age of conspiracy theory is almost over because they're not even theories anymore. A lot of this stuff is common knowledge that they are just trying to hide, that they are just acting like they can speak away. The government is not on your side, folks. That's why we have things like the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. Because governments naturally impose. They are naturally corruptible. They are naturally disgusting. And you just have to do a brief look at history to see that. They don't care about you. Trying to tell us that this village is being terrorized by something that they seem to think isn't an alien, but just a gold miner on a jetpack. That's crazy talk. There were some pictures that I was seeing of little kids posing with smartphones, allegedly from this village, with images photoshopped onto the smartphones of a man in a jetpack, saying, "This is what we saw." It was so fake that it took me a fraction of a second to look at it and realize that it was fake and that this was some sort of media scheme. Fake pictures for fake news. They're staging a story about what's happening in this Peruvian village. There's something going on. There's something happening. And everybody's too busy freaking out about every little thing. They're bombing us with all sorts of stories that aren't true in the media. And you gotta find the one that is true. Nothing's true. Have faith. Most of these things are lies. Everything that they're saying is just... if it is true, it's half true. It's mixed in. It's a goodie bag of what do you want to believe today? Also, you've got to worry about feeding your kids and paying taxes. Get to work. Can't afford what you have? Work harder. Also, everything that you own, guess what? You don't own it. We own it. Also, at any given moment, we might just send a laser beam and nuke your entire neighborhood. So that Oprah's land has a little bit more value. So that Jeff Bezos' land has a little bit more value. Because just in case you're wondering, none of the celebrity homes in Maui were damaged. It was just everything around their homes that was damaged. But they're going to act like they have no idea what's going on. Biden's going to pretend to send support. And he's going to turn away all of the locals who are attempting to donate to their own people. Because the support has to come from the government. There can be no rallying around the family here. The government will support you. We're surrounded by enemies, folks. We're surrounded by enemies. This is kind of a different episode, I guess you can tell by now, if you're just now tuning in. I feel right around episode 5, it's okay for me to start bringing the heat a little bit. They say you gotta use your powers for good. I'm trying to do that, but it's hard when nobody's listening. Maybe somebody will hear this. I also apologize if my camera's a little bit too red. Maybe that's just a sign of the times. I'll try to turn up the cold on my face for the second half of this episode, but we're going to take a quick break. I need to drink some more coffee and get my my throat wet a little bit, because all of this straight heat coming out of it is causing me to choke a little bit. Thanks for listening to the 21CD podcast, guys. Please like, subscribe, share, rate, comment. We'll be right back after this break. Thanks for taking that break, guys. There's so much deception from the world powers these days. You know? Like, do you guys remember that Titan submarine? Because it wasn't that long ago. Apparently it was 8 weeks ago. Isn't that crazy? Man, time flies. Crazy stuff happens, and as soon as the news stops telling the story, we forget all about it. Why did the government keep that a secret from us? Why did the government keep it a secret that the guys on the Titan submarine were dead? And they kept it a secret for like a week. Apparently, they knew that they were dead the moment it happened. This news surfaced pretty much immediately after they got done lying to us about how they were still alive. They pretty much came out immediately and said, yeah, we knew they were dead all along. But it seems like it's just now that people are starting to catch on to the fact that that's not fake news, that that's actually real, that they did hide that from us. And not only did they hide it, they spent millions of dollars on fake rescue missions. Millions of dollars on technology to supposedly help find these guys, to figure out where they were, to send out ships to the area, to scour the ocean around the Titanic. When the whole time they knew that they were dead, why did they not tell us? Why did they just immediately lie to us? They put these little timers on our screens so that we can count down these people's lives. Like, that's not the most dystopian thing I've ever seen in my life. Timers counting down these people's lives. It's like that movie with Justin Timberlake. I think it's called In Time or something like that, where the currency is time, and when you want a cup of coffee, I think there's a scene in there where he buys a cup of coffee or something, or he's buying something at a restaurant and he pays with time, the time of his life. We just have these guys' life counting down on the news. But it's fake. It's fake because the government already knew they were dead. So that was all for us. That was all for fun. Then the Titan timer runs out, and they come out and they're just like, oh yeah, we knew they were dead. We knew they were dead all along, you know. Tragic situation. Excuse me? Wait, yes, tragic situation, correct. Even though there's never been a situation like the Titan submersible that exposed the absolute inhumanity of humanity to me. The amount of people who wished those people dead simply because they were billionaires was insane to me. I could not believe the amount of hatred I saw towards those guys who were trapped down there. But I'm not doing a study on humanity. I did enough of that in college. I'm really doing a study on why the heck the government hid that from us and then admitted that they hid it from us the moment that the entertainment value was gone. This has to be more than money. There is something else that they were using this to cover up. Why are they distracting us with all this stuff? This is not a news station, but I want to go into it just a teeny tiny bit. All of these trials with Trump and the Biden administration about the laptop and Trump's collusion with Russia or whatever it's about today, they are all reaching verdicts that we, the people, already knew they were going to reach. We knew Trump was going to be innocent, and we knew the laptop existed. And yet, for weeks, months now, we've been hearing this media, we've been consuming this media about these trials and about this laptop, only to find the results that we already knew were true in the first place, and we're acting like we're not surprised. We're acting like we don't care. Why are they stringing all this stuff out? Why are we not talking about relevant news? Why are we not exposing things that should be exposed, like corruption? What is going on with all this alien stuff? I want to know. I want somebody to come out and tell me the honest truth. If I could peek behind the veil and just see what the heck is actually going on right now, I bet it would blow my mind. I bet it's something that is just so incomprehensible that I might have a panic attack on the spot. I think there is something sinister afoot. I'm going to be honest, it's really hard to focus on the monsters that may or may not be in the woods when there are monsters for sure in these suits and big houses all around me. We have to point fingers at them too. Take pictures of them too. This doesn't diminish my faith in the paranormal. It only makes my faith stronger in the paranormal. All I'm trying to say is that there are monsters all around us. They're surrounding us at all times. And because of that evil energy that is going into the world, and because of all of the war and the money spent on for evil purposes, this feeds why I believe there will be more sightings of the paranormal. And, you know, the funny thing is, I was listening to a podcast yesterday, and I already forget what the podcast is called. I'm sorry. Sometimes when I'm out there driving, I just flip on any old podcast that'll pop into my playlist, and I'll just keep going, and I don't know who I'm even listening to, but it might have been Hollow Sky, actually. I don't want to say something that somebody else said without giving them credit, but I think it was Hollow Sky. They were talking about how you can't even find articles anymore. Articles are disappearing off of the internet. They're vanishing without a trace. Because they tried to make the censorship legal And it didn't work. People were up in arms about it. So they're just doing it quietly. They're just taking stuff down. I find it so crazy that you can't look up or find many, if any, modern sightings of the paranormal. Unless it's some stupid ghost hunters stuff. Which, if you're into ghost hunting, fine. They're just dead people. I don't know what to tell you. They're just dead people. But doesn't tickle my fancy, and that's fine. We don't all have to like the same things. That's what being human is. Liking different things. Being individuals. So go ahead, enjoy your ghost hunting. I don't care. But I think it is funny that when you look for sightings of the paranormal, when you try to find news on the paranormal, what's going on out there, you can't find it. They're not posting about it. If they are posting about it, it's staying hidden. It's in the shadows. But I believe that all of this evil and all of this energy that's being pushed for evil purposes is nothing less than the greatest sign that the paranormal is at work here. That the supernatural is out there. That the unexplained is working. The unexplainable is at hand. So keep your eyes open. You're going to see something. I promise you. Can somebody tell me why Oprah owns 1,000 acres in Maui? She's been securing all this land, but none of it was touched during these fires. I guess we'll see what happens in the near future. Certainly feels like the path has been paved for something to happen in Maui. Now we just have to watch and wait and see what happens next. But whatever it is, I'm sure it benefits Oprah and all the other celebrities who live on Maui far more than it benefits the people who burned alive there as a result of the government or Russia, somebody launching energy weapons at their island and burning them alive. I'm sure it doesn't benefit those people as much as it benefits Oprah. But we have to remember our purpose. We're here to benefit and enrich the elite, nothing more. So sit down, drink the water, enrich the elite. That's what we're here for. That's what they think we're here for. I wonder what sort of entities are running these governments sometimes. What sort of monsters are in those big houses? How ancient are they? I'm seeing these things about how, and I already mentioned it a little bit, how how they want to maybe run this island with an AI government as some sort of solution to an agreement, I guess, that was made for this year. I guess Maui was supposed to become some sort of green, renewable energy, AI-driven government or something like that. I'm not exactly sure. It doesn't seem to make a lot of sense, but you can read all about it. And when people talk about it, like I mentioned before, they're always just individuals who are coming forth and just being like, this is kind of sketchy. And then the media immediately being like, Snopes-ing it and just being like, this is not true. This is obviously false. What kind of idiot would believe in this kind of stuff? But I guess we will see, won't we? And lately, I don't know about y'all, but lately, They've been proving a lot of my worst assumptions correct. So, and most of the time they say it's not true. And then all of a sudden, well, today it's true. So, thanks for playing. Thanks for sticking around and finding out that you were right all along. Now what are you going to do about it? Oh, surprise, nothing. There's nothing you can do about it. Small guy on the totem pole over here. You just have to deal what rolls downhill. Deal with what rolls downhill and covers you up. Today, I was going to talk about... I've been trying to do this episode for a week now on Alaska and this Black Pyramid that is supposedly in Alaska. Somewhere in the wilderness. And I'm not totally prepared to do the episode, but I'll touch on it briefly just to give you guys a little bit of entertainment. And it sort of feeds into what's going on today. But I believe it is somewhere, for some reason, Mount Haines is something that I'm thinking of. It's somewhere near Mount Haines, and I guess there's some dark pyramid that is deep beneath the ground, and they don't know if it's obsidian or what it's made of, but it may be some sort of black stone. Mount Hayes. And it is some sort of bizarre energy source. And there's rumors that it may be some kind of underground base that the military is using. It's one of those locations that is super, super top secret. There's a lot of energy in the area. People have gone looking for it and have gone missing, just vanished without a trace. And earlier I mentioned if there are these pyramids that are all over the world and they do emit some sort of energy, it would make perfect sense that the government doesn't want us to know about it. Because if free energy is just being distributed into the atmosphere, but we're spending an arm and a leg just to charge our phone every month, that would cause quite an uproar, I think. But anyway, in Alaska, if you look at the cryptids in Alaska, and specifically around that kind of area in this triangle called the Alaskan Triangle, it's basically the Bermuda Triangle of Alaska. 16,000 people have gone missing there since like 1988, in the past 40-some years. 16,000 people have just gone missing there, vanished without a trace. And if you look at the cryptids in Alaska, they are all these, not all of them, but most of them are sort of like these half-man, half-beast creatures. And a lot of them are from Inuit legend, and Alaska is obviously known as the final frontier. So what you have is you have this Alaskan triangle, and in the middle of this Alaskan triangle is this supposed gigantic black pyramid under the ground that makes the Pyramid of Giza look like a Lego brick. And 16,000 people missing in the area of this thing. And a bunch of cryptids that are half man, half beast. I think if a lot of these things that I'm saying are true, this sounds like a great location for Anunnaki experimentation. It sounds like a great place to hatch this sort of idea that perhaps this is an Anunnaki region. If you look at ancient Sumerian and you read about the Anunnaki, they seem to have this obsession with splicing and creating new creatures out of existing creatures. And they also have an obsession with gold, which coincidentally Alaska is also filled with. So what you end up having is this region where that is rich with gold, with a bizarre energy source, with allegedly a bunch of half-man creatures running around, and 16,000 missing people in the past 40-ish years. And when you try to look this stuff up on Google, you may or may not be surprised to find that a lot of stuff does not come up. Articles that had come up in the past don't come up anymore. There's not a lot of information on it. Which just goes back to the censorship and this sort of deep state black project concept that we just don't need to know what's going on there. We don't need to know. It's bigger than all of us. Which, of course, goes into what's happening with everything else that I said today. So let me know if you guys want to know more about this Alaska thing. But there's some that say that this area could even be used as like a charging port for giant UFOs. And I don't know if that's true, but if this Black Pyramid can emit energy and these UFOs need energy to run and they can charge through the atmosphere just by entering this area, it doesn't seem to be a better place than the final frontier where nobody's going to see you. Where you come, you hover for a little while, you get charged up, and then you're off again. I'm not sure I really believe in the whole underground base thing, but I do find it peculiar that there seems to be a bizarre amount of half-man, half-monster cryptids in Alaska. Like, it seems like more than in other places. And specifically in this region, this Alaska Triangle, it seems strange that there's that many hybrid men tales there. So, I don't know. Are the Anunnaki coming from Nibiru or something and experimenting with people here to harvest gold? Seems kind of far-fetched, but who knows what's going on these days. Does it sound crazier than face-peeling 7-foot aliens terrorizing a Peruvian village? It seems it's really hard for me to even talk about these Alaskan things right now, because it's just like I'm just so overwhelmed with all of the real news that's happening that trying to come up with a story, an episode on something else that is just as bizarre almost seems pointless, because it's just like there's so much real weird stuff going on. You don't need to come up with another story for a podcast, you know, for a new episode. Just look at what's going on all around us. But I'm thinking about doing more on that Alaska stuff. Let me know, guys, if that's something you're interested in. I'm going to go ahead and cut the episode short a little bit here. I wanted to apologize if this episode isn't exactly what everybody had hoped for this week. I'm aware that the podcast episodes are coming out a little bit slow. We're going through some things in the 21CD podcast world, just trying to iron out some details and trying to get some episodes, trying to get ahead of the game a little bit on some episodes so that I can release them more consistently, trying to get some technology stuff resolved. We've been having some technological issues with the computer. But So I'm sorry if you waited this whole week and this episode is a little bit more extreme than maybe you hoped for, but you never know what's going to happen on the 21CD podcast, and episode 5 seems like a great place to sort of introduce that fact, to remind you that anything can happen, both on this podcast and out there, so be careful. And don't drink the water. And I'll see you next time.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.